are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Take a bite out of the Big Apple. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arcoby Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, the entire Empire State will cover as we take on the Newsy Sideshow. It's been setting up the 13-ring circus in New York and beyond for the New York primary for the last couple of weeks. Today's the day. Yeah, we'll talk about it. From the very close contentious contest that could push, I don't think it'll solidify anything, but push both make or break. For both the GOP contenders and the True Blue Libs. We'll see what happens from Donald Trump's winning, yet whining crusade. Confounding, to say the least. The Bernie Sanders brief encounter with the Pope and Hillary Clinton's big celebrity money grab, all of that coming up. We'll also pay tribute to a beloved TV icon who played a meddling New York mom. You think it's too late to embrace those dreams and put them into reality? A New York suburban woman says otherwise. We'll tell you about it. And speaking of books, I got a few words to say about Ambush Amazon Reviews. We'll talk about that. Oh, great music, too. New York style, including a lot of your forgotten 45s. Thanks for playing with us, as always. And get in the mix if you're listening live. On Tuesday, April 19th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number is up and running, as are all the candidates, 347-857-4505. 24-7 proposition to Twitter, so, hey, Donald Trump, you peeved in the middle of the night? Tweet me at AB Rice when it's convenient for you. We'll take a look at it. Honestly, we will. The show today brought to you in part by Old Navy. Time to style up for spring with great savings at Old Navy. Also by AT&T Mobilizing Your World. And by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arcoe Show. So grab yourself a cup of joe, and let's get started. We're rocking around NYC and beyond on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show.
Around and around as the ground we go. It's never me, like it ever.
knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll be free here in New York City.
I'm a hero. I was shot twice in the Tribune.
I read where you were shot 5 times in the tabloids.
It's not true. He didn't come anywhere near my tabloids.
Been a load of compromising on the road to
Campbell for less on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, Forgotten 45, about the Rhinestone Cowboy, not to be confused with the Naked Cowboy in Times Square, whom unfortunately I've had a couple of uncomfortable up-close and personal encounters. Well, not too personal, but too up-close, that's for sure. Also, the Manhattan Transfer jazzing up the Ad-Libs old tune, Boy from New York City. Ari Nielsen from the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack. Yes, the Lord Must Be in New York City, that one for Cynthia, and Rockin' Around NYC, a blast from the 80s past with Marshall Crenshaw. Boy, I remember those days. And that album, Bright, Vibrant, Primary Colors, got it somewhere. Speaking of primaries, today's the big day in New York. It is the New York State of Grind, Coffee Clatch. Join us via Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Give a quick shout-out to our Coffee Clatch Coffee House of the day or week. To Dennis and Louise, they sent in Neil's at the corner of Lexington and East 70th Street in Manhattan. So I guess a lot of voters will be juicing up Neil's Java and Treats on their way to the polling places. Hey, speaking of, and by the way, if you have a coffee house that you'd like to salute in your area, feel free to drop us a line with a photo, preferably, so we can include it in our promo over at the website, amybetharkowee.com. There's some issues already in New York City, anyway, reported about possible voter fraud or problems with the voter rolls. I got a message from a friend on Facebook who has apparently been voting for 17 years in the same location in Brooklyn, and she said they didn't find her name on the roster. She almost burst into tears. This is how serious people are about their candidate. And they gave her an affidavit ballot. She's not sure it's going to count. Wow. Well, here's what Aaron sent us via Twitter. He said, election fraud is being reported today. Know your rights. If they can't, quote, unquote, find you in their books, do this. And here is what he tells you. If the poll workers are unable to find you in the book, have them check other books to see if you were listed. If that's still not possible to find your registration, call 1-866-VOTE-NYC. We'll post all this for you, by the way. This is in New York City. Have them confirm the polling location and which book you are listed in. Now, this may mean you'll have to move. Some of the locations have moved. You'll have to go somewhere else to another location. Only accept, he offers this advice, only accept an affidavit ballot as a last resort. Do everything you can to get a regular ballot. So this leads me to believe that the affidavit ballots are questionable, whether they'll really count. I don't know. And again, if you have questions, there's a phone number to list. We'll post it for you. This is for New York City only. There are other issues maybe further upstate. Look for your local listings, et cetera. I hope I don't have any problems, but there are people talking about broken machines in Brooklyn. Again, this is all from New York City so far. We'll see how it goes. Uh-oh. I did see footage this morning on the news with Hillary Clinton trying to vote in her polling place in Chappaqua up in Westchester County, and they looked like they were having trouble signing her name, too. Maybe not. Maybe they were just stalling and chatting with her. I don't know. They took a lot of selfies, too. Must be a big thrill for the poll workers. Anyway, keep us posted how you're doing in your voting experiences in New York. AB writes on the Twitter feed, 347-857-4505 on the phone line. Wow. If you don't get to vote and you want to vote, it's pretty horrendous, right?
This is an outrage.
Yeah, it's an outrage indeed. So know your rights and go to it and tell us who you're voting. Well, you don't have to tell us who you're voting for because, as my mom would say, nobody knows when you go into the booth. Of course, we don't have booths anymore in many places. It's, they give you a little cubicle and you fill out the form and then you slide it through. It's not quite the same as the old-fashioned voting booth, but what can you do? Reach out. Let us hear what your experiences are and what you're up to these days. We continue our adventures back in the New York groove. I'm the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Here's Ace Frehley.
Here I am! Yeah.
I love it. was sleeping, gently napping, when I heard the phone. Who is on the other end talking? Am I even home? Did you see what she did to him? Did you hear what they said? Just a New York conversation rattling in my head. Oh my, and what shall we wear? Oh my, and who really cares? Just a New York conversation, gossip all of the time. Did you hear who did what to whom? Happens all the time. Who has touched and who has dabbled here in the city of shows? Openings, closings, bed repartee, everybody knows. Oh, how sad, and why do we call? Oh, I'm glad to hear from you all. I am calling, yes, I'm calling, just to speak to you. For I know this night will kill me if I can't be with you. If I can't be with you.
Wow, someone needs a nap.
On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show for Marty, a Forgotten 45 on our New York State of Grind edition. Lou Reed, a New York telephone conversation. You can still hear those. Not in phone booths, but people walking around with their cell phones. That's for sure. Shattered by the Stones back in the 70s, they took a bite out of the Big Apple. It was, frankly, decaying back then. Better these days, but still with its woes, as all big cities have. Indeed. Also, Ace Frehley, back in the New York groove in his solo days, now going solo again from Kiss, but had to cancel some dates due to exhaustion. We wish him the best. Oh, and the beautiful, wistful Simon and Garfunkel tune, of course, The Only Living Boy in New York. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Reach out with your take on all things politics or anything else, by the way, via Twitter, AB Writes, if you're listening live on Tuesday, April 19th, 347-857-4505 is also your ticket to the show. Simple as that. Some folks lamenting about their voting issues. Other people, no problem. Sandy chiming in, voted no problem. HRC all the way. Spike says, or Speck rather, Speck says, want to vote for Bernie, but shut out. I'm an indie. Yeah, well, a lot of people are complaining about the New York State rules because they're closed primaries. In other words, you have to be a registered Republican or Democrat to vote in that party election. That's if you're an independent, you can't. Some states you can switch over, and you can do it that day. There's a longer waiting period for registrations in New York as well. And maybe that should change, and I'm all for that. I think easier access to voting should be all around and more universal, quite frankly. But I also think you have to know the rules. As a voter, it's incumbent upon you to know when you have to register by. They do send out cards and notices, et cetera. I know the Trump children were fetching about that they're both independents. I'm talking about Eric and Ivanka, because they can't vote for their father, Donald Trump, in the primary. They didn't have time. They needed more, had to re-register as a Republican more weeks in advance or months in advance than they thought. I get it, but you got to learn the rules. That's like their dad, the Donald, who's complaining bitterly about the process because he's so afraid that he's going to be shut out at the convention if he doesn't get that 1237 on the first ballot. But those are the rules the Republicans came up with. You know, I'm not sure how they did it. The Democrats have their own cockamamie rules. You got to learn the system, and you got to work within it. And for someone who has worked within the system to his benefit for 40-plus years or more, Donald Trump should know this. And when it works for him, he boasts about how he works the system. And when it doesn't, he's suddenly Abby Hoffman, sticking it to the man. The process is unfair. The voters are being disenfranchised. I hope there's not going to be riots in the streets and violence in Cleveland if I don't get the nomination, but I'm just saying there could be. I mean, his tactics are crazy. I mean, should they rehaul it? Maybe. But you also have to learn the system and work within it. So he didn't do his homework, and he didn't have a ground team until it was too late in some of these states and places where they have conventions instead of caucuses or primaries. I mean, I don't get it either. It should be streamlined. But I also don't appreciate the Electoral College, and we all complained about that some 16 years ago. We can all remember, right, 2000, when the Nader voters and the hanging chads in Florida and the governor of Florida and Catherine Harris and the Supremes all helped push George W. Bush to a victory, although he lost the popular vote. I mean, we had to live with it. So you got to live within the system and the rules that you have to play with. Stop complaining, Donald. And by the way, he's winning. And he's certainly going to win New York big time because he's the only local one. Dare we use that phrase, favorite son, in New York. Ted Cruz certainly has ousted himself with his derogatory New York values insinuations. And John Kasich, God love him. I mean, he ate his way around New York, probably put on 10 pounds, but he may do better than Ted Cruz, but I don't know if he's going to do enough to take any votes away from Donald Trump. He may. I mean, if he takes a couple of delegates away, chip away at it, it may impede Trump's easy, you know, advance to the 1237 that he needs, but who knows? On the Democratic side, it's tighter than tight, I think. Bernie Sanders says expect an upset victory. Could he pull another Michigan? It's possible. He drew a big crowd in Brooklyn yesterday, 28,000, they say. A lot of those folks may not be able to vote because, like our guy Spike, or Speck, rather, I'm sorry, is a indie. There are a lot of people who are independents who can't vote, and they may support him, but that's the way it goes. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Of course, over the weekend, he had a brief encounter with the Pope. You heard about this. He went to this conference at the Vatican. Again, not sure if he invited himself or he was actually invited, but he wasn't supposed to have a meeting with the Pope, but he kind of had a brief encounter where he just happened to be at the place the Pope was at in the morning, and he said hello to him. And the Pope later said he had no scheduled meeting. He greeted him. Senator Sanders was kind enough to greet me, and I was kind enough to reciprocate. And basically, through a translator, he said, it's nothing political. I'm not endorsing any candidates. Anybody who thinks I am should go to a psychiatrist. So, so whatever hate Bernie and Jane wanted to make out of that visit, I'm not sure if it was really made or not. But Sanders, and again, I don't want to talk too much about this because I'm blue no matter who, and I don't want this division to carry over into November. We've got to unite around whoever is going to get the nomination. But Bernie taints his credibility when he comes up with outrageous claims. And his latest is that the Clinton campaign and the DNC have committed voter fraud, or rather campaign finance fraud, with their various campaign accounts. Now, the thing was the DNC set up these campaign accounts to help the candidates promote down-ballot candidates and financing those candidates. The problem was, apparently, the DNC offered it to both Clinton and Sanders. Sanders is not availed himself of these accounts, and everybody who has investigated this say there's no there. that they may have, according to this guy Larry Noble, who was quoted by Andrea Mitchell on the Rachel Maddow show yesterday, saying they may have pushed the envelope, but they certainly didn't commit any kind of fraud. So when Sanders comes out and starts throwing these allegations around, what does it say? I mean, he's really trying to throw some serious shade on Hillary Clinton and her campaign, but it's going to blow back on him for making a false accusation, I think. I don't know. I mean, this is what Andrea Mitchell says. She said Larry Noble, who has been a general counsel at the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, and is an expert on this, says the allegation is not correct. They may have been pushing the envelope, but that there really is no underlying corrupt nature to this relationship. I talked to the DNC, and they say that this is a joint campaign victory fund that was also offered to Bernie Sanders, that the Sanders campaign, they claim, signed an agreement, but they never exercised it, so they never engaged. Wow. Rachel Maddow went on to ask Andrea Mitchell if this was timed to the Clooney fundraiser, and she said the timing of this is related to the New York primary. She's not sure about the other details. So here we go again with accusations flying that there really don't seem to be any basis for. This could get ugly, and I hope it's not going to be irreparable come November, whoever claims that nomination. Be careful what you say, and you can't take it back, Bernie. That's all I'm suggesting. Reach out with your views. Twitter feed AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Also want to pass on some sad news from the entertainment world. We're mourning the death of Doris Roberts, the iconic character actress who won 4 Emmys for her role as Marie Barone in the classic Everybody Loves Raymond sitcom. She had a long career as a character actress in many TV movies and TV shows, but really claim fame as Marie in her later years, and I think she once was quoted saying that when she passes, if there's a tombstone, it will say she never gave up, never gave in, and never took no for an answer. Doris Roberts passed away in her sleep on Sunday at the age of 90.
Yeah, sometimes it's about a jar of fat.
How could you mention that?
I'll mention it. You went nuts over nothing.
I had every right to go nuts with you for a husband.
Don't go nuts, just go.
Oh. All right, okay, wait. What jar of fat?
I'll tell you what jar of fat. It was beautiful. It was fat from pancetta and golden brown sausage. You'd have to be a cook to understand. But it was months of carefully selecting only the best drippings to prepare meals for Il Duce.
Yeah, you made all those meals just for me, and then you went out jogging.
That was my kitchen. You had no right to go in there and throw out my fat.
That dollar's for my coins. I needed that.
You're selfish.
Fat collector.
Oh, you never appreciated me, ever. You never, ever appreciated me. I would work my fingers to the bone all day with the kids, with the cooking and the cleaning and the laundry, and then you'd waltz in with your list of demands and not even a thank you.
That's right.
Deborah understands.
You wanted a thank you? Where was my thank you? I waltzed in, huh? I dragged my ass home every day after 10 hours stuck in a suit, stuck in an office, stuck in a car, and if I needed coins to pay the tolls that got me to that job, that paid for that meat, that made that fat, then I'll dump it out whenever I want, and I don't care what you say.
Doris Roberts now joining Peter Boyle in heaven. It is the Amy Beth Darkwee Show celebrating New York and some of the great shows that were based here, or allegedly based here. Remember Friends? Reach out, Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505.
I'll be there for you. I'll be legs are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight. But I don't care, cause all I wanna do is cash my check and drive right home to you. Cause maybe all my life I will be driving home to you.
I don't have enough facts to support my argument. Clearly.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. His adorer was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up?
Oh, yeah.
The country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sold up.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud. Compromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing.
Right on, Maud.
Things are spinning round me, and all my thoughts were cloudy. I had begun to doubt all the things that were me. Been in so many places, you know I've run so many races. Looked into the empty faces of the people of the night. Something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. Though all the streets are crowded, there's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. Big time, I learned a lot of lessons awful quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It's been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home.
Can't vote if New York's not your home. Jim Croce on the Amy Beth Arcui Show, that one for Kara, who says, I wish I lived in New York. So much energy there, I wish I could vote in New York. Hey, vote wherever you are, Kara, when your time comes, if it hasn't already. On the Amy Beth Arcui Show, it is our New York State of Grind Coffee Clatch Edition, as it's the big primary day. And I'll tell you, on Twitter, if you go to the general Twitter feed on the election, Bernie supporters are out in droves, feeling the burn big time on Twitter. Does that mean an upset is around the corner? I'm just saying, I don't know, but vote for who you want to vote for. Make sure you get out there and vote. There have been some problems reported, particularly in New York City, about voting places not having enough ballots, about machines not working, about people not being on the rolls. So, boy, this could be a big headache and a long night, and it could be a close contest. We'll see what happens, but get out there and exercise your vote if you're registered to do so in New York. That's my advice to you. Also, we heard some TV-themed music from shows that were set in New York, like Maud, the great Bea Arthur sitcom from the 70s. That was a spinoff of All in the Family. The Finleys lived in Tuckahoe, in the suburbs of New York City. King of Queens, Billy Vera doing the King of Queens theme. That's self-explanatory. The great Kevin James sitcom. And also the Rembrandts, I'll Be There for You, which was the theme of Friends, that great 90s show that was set in Manhattan, and their coffee house of choice, the fictional Central Perk. Remember that? Of course. And a clip from that great sitcom, Everybody Loves Raymond, set on Long Island, featuring the late, great Doris Roberts as Marie Barone. She picked up 4 Emmys for that show as the meddling Marie, the mother-in-law across the street. Scary, right? Great show, still in syndication. You know it. I'm sure you've seen it many, many times. Oh, and the New York Dolls in there, too, and Subway Train. The Dolls featured in the storyline, but they didn't appear in the great HBO series Vinyl, which just wrapped up its first season. Happy to report it will be back next year. And the ending, you know, don't want to give anything away if you haven't seen it, but kind of left you on an up note for Richie Finestra. Bobby Cannavale is, I suspect, seriously contending Emmy role. That went up and down. This guy got himself into so much trouble, but looks like he's eking himself out for now. Tune in next season, as they say. And if you do have HBO but haven't seen it, check it out on demand. If you don't, look for it on DVD and download, I suspect, in short order. They'll have it. I bet they will. They will. Indeed. Speaking of HBO, they have that interesting new docudrama, Confirmation, about the Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas. Well, it's the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings. Anita Hill, of course, accusing him of sexual harassment, starring Kerry Washington. I saw a little bit of it. I haven't seen it yet in its entirety. It's supposed to be fascinating. I know it's controversial. There are people that say it supports her theory and not his, and he was, after all, confirmed. But controversial though it may be, I think it may be intriguing to watch, and it certainly was a contentious time back in the early 90s. Wow, all this time. You know, you think it was just around the corner, but... So check that one out if you're so inclined. I think they're playing it on pretty consistent play these days. It is the end of the Dark Week Show. I'd love to hear your take at the Twitter feed at AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505. As we said, some problems in voting, at least in the New York City area, are reported. So I'll have to just wait and see how that all fits in to the outcome and all the problems that New Yorkers have. They always say there's no city like it, for sure. Nice to love you, New York. Regardless, here's Ryan Adams on the Amy Bedarkley Show.
Well, I shuffled through the city on the 4th of July at a firecracker waiting to blow. Breaking like a rapper who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Listening to promenade on Avenue A, at a tall on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. In the folds in my wallet, and it's pretty good. Still amazed that I didn't lose it on a loop of the slaves. When I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tune down on the streets, and you could hear from inside. Used to take the subway on the house and the third. I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want to. Blistering cold in the church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood there singing. I was holding your arm. You were holding my trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep it over hello. Farewell to the city and the love of my life. As we left before we had to go. Love won't play games with you anymore. You don't want them to. I always love you, though.
time. Coffee.
Loving you the way I do. I know we're gonna make it through.
Every night.
know your stairs and your doorway. I'll walk down your street and past your gate. I stand by the light of the foyer. You watch them as they fall. They're having a heart attack. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. Will I see you tonight?
Confuse me with facts.
We talk all the time. He crank calls me at work like 3 times a week.
We run the island.
Angels. Casey Shaw on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, our New York State of Grind Coffee Clatch edition. And Rod Stewart working his way around Tom Waits' classic Downtown Train. I Will Follow from Carole King, recorded live with her daughter Louise Goffin in the living room sessions. That was also the Gilmore Girls soundtrack theme song. And I'll go wherever you go. I want to be in New York City, but if you want to be in L.A., I'll go. Okay, no problem. And I Still Love You, New York, from Ryan Adams. And Carole King, by the way, a big Hillary Clinton supporter, so much so that she hung around her native Brooklyn this past weekend knocking on doors. Can you imagine if Carole King came to your door? You might change your vote. You just might. I don't know. We know some of the other celebrity supporters include George Clooney, who did a big campaign effort, fundraising, or a pair of campaign fundraisers with his wife over the weekend. And he was kind of hounded by people. They were throwing dollar bills at Hillary Clinton and her contingent with this fundraiser. Again, the fundraisers all help not just the Clinton campaign, but the down-ballot campaign for the Democrats. Kind of iffy whether Bernie's going to really do that or not. I mean, after all, he's not really a Democrat, is he? He's a Democratic Socialist running in the Democratic Party, and he will, of course, he does caucus with Dems, but still, he's not really in the party system, so to speak, and not into the groove of it, I suppose. Good or bad, take your shot at that. And some controversy is brewing up over on Facebook. A lot of people are miffed at Bernie Sanders, including Christina, who says, "Dirty tricks burnout. Some Sanders people made a counterfeit Huffington Post site. You can tell it's fake because it ends in com.co to post an article claiming voter fraud in New York. They said that the touch ballots they switched on purpose from Sanders to Clinton, according to the article. The thing is, she says, New York scans paper ballots. It is not a touch screen like the fake article seems to insinuate. Pathetic." Is Bernie going too far, or his supporters? It may not be Bernie per se, so I don't want to cast aspersions on him, but come on, kids, right? Don't want to do something that's going to, you know, really ding the blue no matter who in November. Mm-hmm. Other celebrity supporters, of course, Susan Sarandon on The View today says she got some pressure to support Hillary, but she's feeling the burn because, yeah, she wants to see a woman president, but not somebody who's rich, is married to a former president and is tied to the corporate machine. Bernie is the only candidate in her lifetime who was never attached to the corporate machine. That's her view. Sharon Stone, on the other hand, a Hillary supporter, thinks Bernie Sanders dropped a lot of acid. I want to know how much acid he dropped. He seems like he has flashbacks, and he didn't work until he was 40. So there you go. It's the feuding celebrities. It's kind of crazy stuff out there. But if you've got to vote, if you are a registered Democrat or Republican in New York, exercise your vote and get out there today. Gwen on Twitter says, "Hey, thanks so much for doing the great New York vibe thing. I'm going out to vote in Brooklyn. Ouch, I'm nervous." Yeah, there have been some issues with the voting machines, so good luck to you, Gwen. And Danny says, "Same deal. I'm voting soon. We'll listen to the rest on podcast. Thanks so much. Really in the New York groove. You helped me." All right. Thank you, people. Get out there and do your thing and vote. Hey, I do want to mention something that we had a guest on last week, Jean Trounstein, who's a professor and prison reform advocate. She wrote this very compelling book called Boy with a Knife about a young man who committed a murder at the age of 16, was tried as an adult, and his journey to redeem himself and get out of prison, etc. I thought it was a fascinating book. Somebody told me it got some bad reviews on Amazon, so I checked it out. I usually don't bother checking out those reviews. I said, well, how could it get that many reviews? First of all, it just came out. And secondly, when I looked at it, I realized what was what. Very few people read the book. It was an ambush campaign against the book because apparently it was released on the anniversary of this crime, and that probably was insensitive on the part of the publisher. But there were a lot of people, victims' rights advocates, activists, and people, family members, who, you know, basically the reviews were, how dare you write this book? I'm never going to read this book, and they all gave it 1 star. I've seen this happen before. It usually happens with nonfiction books, with people who don't agree with your take on a particular issue. Occasionally it happens with fiction books as well. There was that one author, I don't know her name, who wrote some kind of a blog piece about how J.K. Rowling and other best-selling authors should stop writing or stop publishing so other people could have room, and people went to her page and kind of assaulted her with bad reviews as well. I don't really like that. I mean, I don't think Amazon can be the gatekeeper. In fact, I don't think they should be the gatekeeper. Certainly, sometimes they take down good reviews because they think people bought reviews. I mean, really, they're just selling the book, so I'm not blaming it on Amazon, but I don't understand people. I mean, don't do that. You can write a blog post or put it on your Facebook page if you don't happen to agree with someone and say, you know, I don't don't think people should read this book because, but I don't think you should go to give them a one star on Amazon. I guess if you're honest about it and you say, I never read the book, people can see through that. But, I mean, why do that? People put some hard work into it. You don't have to agree with it. It's an open marketplace of ideas. You don't have to read it. You don't have to tell people they should read it. But, you know, you don't have to recommend it to people. But I just don't come to that. I don't know. What's your take on that? We don't have that much time left. But feel free to weigh in as we go along in the course of future shows. Just wanted to mention it. I think it is a compelling book and worth the read for those people who are interested in the justice system and improving it. That's my take. Twitter feed, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. A few minutes left to give a shout-out to today's Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. We'll do it to Phyllis in Beacon, New York. She's working on some poetry and contemplating a novel. I love it when people say, I'm contemplating a novel. I've contemplated so many novels. Some of them don't get too far, but I understand where you're at, Phyllis. She says, the challenge helped me focus and get inspired and excited again. So thank you. Well, thank you, Phyllis, and appreciate you chiming in. I hope you vote today if you're registered to do so. And if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped you, no matter where you live, please reach out to us. I would love to give you a shout-out. You can do so via the website, AmyBethArkawy, ArkaWy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Also, if you need some cajoling, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one always on me. Give me a week or two to connect, and we'll try to set you on the right creative path. Not easy, but we can work together on it, I promise. Also, while you're there, you can peruse my stories, The Eliza Gordon Mysteries, Killing Time, Dead Silent, both available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. Book 3, Murder, She Tweets, coming soon, hopefully sooner than we think, in the next week or so. Get ready. I think you're going to enjoy it. Also, the Cozy Cat Press group mystery, Chasing the Codex, available. All details at said website. So there you go. Oh, inspiration, by the way, if you think it's too late to get moving on your creative dreams, think again. There's an interesting woman who's a retired attorney living in Larchmont, New York, in my neck of the woods in Westchester County, who, at the age of 95, get this, released 4 cozy novels that she wrote, cozy mysteries, on her birthday last week or so. Her name is Sally Weinraub, and guess what? She turned 95 on March 29th. To mark the milestone, she published 4 mystery novels. Wow. And she's working on number 5. She actually says, I'm a very lazy person. I'm not writing that much. But she's at it. She didn't become a lawyer, by the way, until she was in her 50s. So there's never too late, really, to get out there and embrace those dreams, try to make it happen. So many people tell me, oh, it's too late to do this or that. It really isn't in most cases. So good for you, Sally, and you're an inspiration to so many people. So we got time for a couple more songs, right? Maybe. We'll try. Got to hit Broadway if you're in New York, right? Spend some nights. Have a couple of tickets to a good show. Here are the Bee Gees.
Yeah. New York, to that tall skyline I come, flying in from London to your door. New York, looking down on Central Park, where they heart that lives in New York, a heart in New York, a rose on the street. I write my song to that city heartbeat. A heart in New York, a love in her eyes.
The Amy Beth Berkley Show, Nights on Broadway from the Bee Gees for Pam. Hey, thanks so much for playing with us in real time. If we didn't get to your Forgotten 45, we have some extras. We'll get them in on future shows. And, of course, any other oldies you can tell us about it via the Twitter feed at AB Writes, hashtag Forgotten 45, or over, of course, at the website. Hey, thanks so much for playing with us in real time. Don't forget to be on a listen for all the shows, archive for podcasts. You can follow the Amy Beth Berkley Show at the Blog Talk Radio site. Also at Stitcher, Mixcloud, download episodes at iTunes and NetNow. Be on the listen for select editions on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network, and all roads lead back to the website, amybetharkowee.com. Friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter at AB Writes. You can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio. Got it all in. Hey, if you're in New York, get out there and vote if you're eligible to do so. If not, whatever you're doing, wherever you go, please drive safe, play night, dream big. And come back and see us, won't you? On the Amy Beth Berkley Show. Got to leave you with the anthem from Sinatra. Take care.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York, I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away.
I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps. Up to you, New York.